In John chapter 3, Jesus calls Nicodemus the teacher of Israel. Jesus is making it clear that it's possible to gain some measure of scholarship, some measure of celebrity, and still miss the main points. That, in fact, is what happened in Israel in the first century. That is the great tragedy of Israel's history, that the chosen people did not choose the God who chose them. And so Jesus asks the question. He goes on to say, if I tell you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? The point is that it's the Spirit who gives us the aptitude to understand the things of the Spirit. Human aptitude, profundity, a high IQ will provide us with no guarantee that we will have any idea what God is talking about. Or even in many cases, it won't bring us to a point where we will even admit that God is there. And obviously we see this in the lives of so many of the proud and arrogant who insist that God is not there. We could name names. We won't name names. We also need to be made humble by Jesus' assessment of our aptitude. We need to understand as Christians that we don't take it all in when we first come to faith. There remain so many things that we've not apprehended, so much that the Lord will still tell us. So many, really, of the earthly metaphors we've not caught on to prepare us to understand the heavenly realities. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.